Okay, let us. We're on that Pei Gimel. Top of that Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. That's today's daf. Just one makar that I would mention at the beginning of this year, and that is related to yesterday's daf of the Gimel Averis. Three Averis of Yehari Vayavar, Avodazar, Gilar, Isis, Shvichas Damin. We mentioned yesterday an idea why not. Why isn't Shabbos in the group? These are the three Averis. Though we learned, we saw the Koros yesterday that discuss why these three Averis. We saw a Svara for Shvichas Damim. My Chaz is the W. Dach Sumach Tvei, who says your blood is redder. And the other two, Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayis, had sources in the Torah, had Psukim. Says the Maharal in Pirkei Avos, at the beginning, on the Mishnah, So on that Mishnah, the Maharal writes, why these three Averos? Because he feels that these three Averos are the underminings and the opposite of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. And therefore, if Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim is what ma'amid the world, so then, the Mela, if you violate one of these Averos, then you are undermining Torah and Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, meaning you're undermining the world. And therefore, there's no reason to exist. There's no reason for the world to continue to exist. That's why you have to give your life for these three, in order to keep Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim in the world. How are they opposite? So, two out of three are pretty straightforward. So we have Torah, So Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Avodah. So that we understand. Avodah Karbanah is the opposite of that. Is Avodah Zarah, that's why you can't do Avodah Zarah. Shvichas Damim, he hefek gemilas chasadim. So murder and gemilas chasad. So those two are opposites. Ki zeh ha-meitiv la'acher, v'osa lo davar she'in tzorach la'asos. Gemilas chasad means you do something extra for your friend. V'shichas damim ma'adol agamrej. And murder, obviously, is the total opposite. What about the third one? That's the toughest. Gili Arayis and Torah. So how do those parallel or contrast each other? So says the Maharal, V'gili Arayis, hefek ha-Torah. Kifar biyarnu, ki ma'alas ha-Torah, shi'yaseichal nivdal menachar milagamrej. Learning and being involved in Torah is the most spiritual activity that we can involve ourselves in this world. The ain davar sha'al yado hadam nivdal min achamri rak al yidei haTorah hasichlus vein tzarach lazeraya. The greatest heights that we can reach in ruchnius is through studying the Torah, studying the Dvar Hashem. And what's the opposite? What's the most physical, mundane gashmi activity? Gili Arayis. The hefech zeh Gili Arayis. Sheholech achar znus. She Gili Arayis. Ubozeh holech achar achomri. Atru nechshal agamri kibo behem of achamor. Says that's why that Gili Arayis is the opposite of Torah, because Gili Arayis is the most animalistic type of action. And it goes to Gemara in Sota, and that's why the carbon of an Isha Sota is from Seorim and not from Chita, because she did a Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, why? Because that's Gili Arayis. She might have done a Maisa Behema. So that's why, by these three Averos, says the Maharal, you have to give your life. Because what's the point of violating these Averos? You're going to undermine the world. By all other mitzvahs, the world continues to exist, and if you did an Avera, what can you do? You are Ba'ones. But by these three, you're taking away the Olam Omeid, the three principles of Olam Omeid, and that's why it's better to die than to give your life. Then he quotes, that's why by the Dor HaMabul, you find in the Gemara Sanhedrin, they violated all these three Averis in the different categories. And once you violate all these three, so then the world is Bemela, is Nechrab. The world is destroyed because there's no Kiyam anymore. There's no reason, any pillars that are keeping up the Olam. Okay, so that's the Maharal in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, having to do with the Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, and then he gets into the big three Averis. Okay, so now we continue on that Pei Gimel, second line. So the Mishnah had said yesterday that a cholep, if somebody Rachman al Aslan is sick on Yom Kippur, so we give him food al pibagin according to the opinion of experts. Interesting, it doesn't say doctors in the Mishnah, it just says experts. Experts al pibagin. Amar Bianai. So the whole discussion of the Gemara here is, let's say there's a difference of opinion between the patient and the doctors, or various doctors. What do you do? What do you do in halacha? Amar b'yanai. Chola omer tzarech, v'rofi omer eino tzarech. Show me the chola. Let's say the chola says, I need to eat. I need to eat today. I'm starving. I need to eat. How does he finish his sentence? I need to eat or else what? How does he finish his sentence? Is there a requirement for what he has to say? We'll see in a second. But if the cholah says I need to eat for some reason, and the doctor says he doesn't need to eat, so the halacha is you listen to the patient. Listen to the patient. Why? My time up. Pasuk and Mishlei. Lev yodea maras nafsha. Literally, a heart knows his bitter nefesh. Meaning a person knows. A person knows if he really needs to eat, if his life is in danger. Pshita. Isn't it obvious? So Mazateba Rofi Kim Leitve. No, it's not obvious. You might say the doctor knows better. If the patient says that he or she needs to eat, so you know, you might say that, so what do you mean? The doctor says you don't need to eat, that doctor says you're perfectly fine. So Kamash Balan, so we say still we trust the patient. See, obviously there have to be parameters here. It has to be somebody who has Yishev Hadas, not somebody who has an ingrown toenail and thinks that he's Sakaris Nefesh, is not somebody who is beyond the pale of normalcy somebody's in the world of sakana, which we're going to talk about in a second. But as long as somebody's in the parsha, so then we'll trust the patient over the doctor. 2 points. Says the Rush here, how does the patient finish his sentence? The patient says, I need to eat or else. Does he have to finish the sentence and say, or else I'm going to die? Does he have to say that, or, you know, I feel like I'm going to be in danger? So says the Rush. Rush quotes Tosfos. We don't have this Tosfos. Rush quotes Tosfos. Hadakam Rashas Cholam Ritzarachani. Hadusha Omer Shehu Yarei Shimlo Yochal Sheyachbin V'yemesukan Lamus. He has to say that. You know, I'm scared I'm going to die if I don't eat. That's when we say that the Chol, okay, he could eat. And then he quotes that V'nira Li Dechumra Gedola Hizos. Rush says, I don't agree. V'safik. Even when a doctor says it, the doctor's not going to say, if you don't eat, you're going to die. The doctor isn't that crass. The doctor never says that, but the doctor says, you know what, if you don't eat, it's going to be danger. So says the Rush, there must be the same category, same standards for the patient and the doctor. So the Rush says, I do not think that he has to mamash say, you know, if a person's going to die if he doesn't do this. Eli Rofi, Darko Lomar, Im Lo Yochal, Efshesh Yachmin Cholio. The doctor always has to keep the options open. Hopefully it'll get better. Hopefully not. But if not, I think maybe possibly Efshar. So that's what the patient has to say also. So that's what the Rush says. That's what we assume. That the patient doesn't have to say beferish. If I don't eat, I'm going to die. The patient has to say, express that that they have to eat. And if they don't eat it, it's going to be sakana. It's going to be, there's going to be trouble. Number one. Number two, the Brisker Rav is medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. What we just said earlier. That is, the Rambam writes as follows in Hilchos Shvisas Aser. Chole sheyesh bo sakana. A chole that is in mortal danger. Shesha'a le'echo b'yom ha'kipurim. That asks to eat on Yom Kippur, etc. Ma'achilin osa p'yatzmo. So we feed him based on his own words. Aji yomar die. Until he says, okay, I have enough. So says the Brisker Rav, B'pashas Lashon HaRambam mashma. Dekol din zed ma'achilin osa p'yatzmo. Hainu dafka kishiyadua lanu below dvarav. Shehu chole sheyesh bo sakana. What did the Rambam say? A chol sheyesh bo sakana that says I have to eat, we trust him. What if you don't know if he's a chol sheyesh bo sakana? Do we trust a patient to determine that he is a chol sheyesh bo sakana? Says the Brisker Rav, a patient is not trusted to say whether he is a chol sheyesh bo sakana. That's the doctor's job. The doctor's the expert. Is this person in the category of a chol sheyesh bo sakana or not? In a life-threatening situation. Once the doctor determines that, so then we'll trust the patient, I have to eat or I don't have to eat. That's what we trust the patient. Step two. But step one, we're not going to trust if a person walks in and says, I'm a chol sheyesh bo sakana. How does he know? How does she know? That's the doctor's job. The doctor's the expert in terms of determining whether somebody's in a life-threatening situation or not. So that's what the Brisker Rav is b'dayik in the Rambam. Mikal makom, what's the name? Manas pol zehu le'nid ikir tzoracha akila. Im tzorachu l'akila olo. V'yal zehu ne'amar t'lev yodea maras nafsho. Aval le'nid ha-sakana. Im yistakin olo. B'zeh das ha-chola lo mechra midri. Right, we don't trust the chola to determine whether the person is in a life-threatening situation. That is up to the doctor. Even continues, in Ilchus Shvisas Aser, the Brisker Rav continues at the end, and he quotes his father, quotes Rav Chaim, Adoni Abi Mori Rabbi Hagon Zatzal, Hayamore Baka Uba, Bakol Chola Sheishbo Sakana. My father, Rav Chaim, used to say about any chola whose life was in danger, Sheyachilo Sobiyabaki Purim Kol Tsarcho, below Pachos Bikashir. My father, Rav Chaim, used to tell all patients whose life was in danger, don't be medaktik. Eat what you need. Oh, is this the shear, this amount? Do I need more of this? Just eat whatever you need. Why? Be amar atam. Tekivachu kvar chola sheyesh bo sakana. Once somebody's in the category of a chola sheyesh bo sakana, is it important halacha l'maisa? Hari yom ha-kipurim nitchelo. Kol hamo yosel lefruaso. If you're a chola sheyesh bo sakana, then you know what the halacha is? take care of yourself. Keep as healthy as you can be. Keep yourself as healthy as you can be. That does not mean the bare minimum, says Reb Chaim. That means take care of yourself. V'kibet sheshir shalem yoser tov l'chola, and since eating a full amount is better for the chola, so v'meila, that's included in the hetzer of pikuach nefesh. When do you say pachas pachas mikashir? You have to eat an ounce every 10 minutes. That's only by somebody who's not in the chola sheish bo sakana. By chola she'ein bo sakana, says Reb Chaim. That's when you have to eat pachas pachas mikashir. A chola she'ein bo sakana, that might become a chola sheish bo sakana. Or you're not sure, that's where you eat pachas pachas mikashir. But if somebody is a chola sheish bo sakana, so says Reb Chaim, then he does not have to eat pachas pachas mikashir. He eats the full shear. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about this a little later. Okay, so now we continue. So said the Reb Yehanai, we trust the chola over the rofe, but as the Brisker Rav says, in determining whether he has to eat or not. Next case, rofe omer tzarech v'chola eino tzarech. The opposite case. What if the doctor says this is probably the more prevalent cases that we have, right? Where the doctor says you have to eat, the patient says no, I don't want to eat. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. You know, I'll fast. Right, you saw Kedoshim Haim, we all want to fast, but sometimes it's not the halacha. Sometimes the halacha is that we should eat, even though we think that the halacha is we should fast. You have to know, Rechmana Litzlan, if somebody's in that situation. So the doctor says he has to eat, the chola says, I don't have to eat. Shomon L'Rofi, listen to the doctor. Why? My time. Tunva Hudanakila. No, Tunva, he's not totally with it. Shtus, Machlas Cholyo, Rashi says. Right, he's not fully b'yishav adas, and therefore we trust the doctor over the patient if the doctor says he should eat. So in both cases, we trust the person who says to eat. The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah that we just quoted before says, we eat al pi b'kiyin. So we're medayik from the Mishnah two things. Al pi b'kiyin and al pi atzmo, though. Number one, isn't the Mishnah saying you trust the experts, the doctors, and not himself? Al pi b'kiyin and al pi baki echad, lo. It says b'kiyin in the plural, so doesn't that mean you have to have at least two doctors and not just one? So isn't the Mishnah against both statements that we just said? Isn't the Mishnah against trusting one doctor? You need two. Isn't the Mishnah against trusting the patient himself? Says the Gemara now, Hachabai's Kinan, because the Mishnah is talking about a different case. Hachabai's Kinan to Amar Lo Tzarichna. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the Chola says, I don't need to eat. So in that case, if one doctor says he needs to eat, maybe we'll let it go. We'll let him fast. But there, if he says, I don't need to eat, then we need two doctors to say that he needs to eat. That's the case of the Mishnah. But in a regular case, if a patient says, I need to eat, and there's nobody contradicting, or if there's a doctor that says, he needs to eat, and there's no contradiction, or the other person says, I don't know, so then we say that he has the hetzer of eating. But what's the Mishnah talking about? A case where the patient says, I don't need to eat, so therefore you need two doctors to say that he needs to eat. So ask the Gemara, why? What's wrong with one doctor? Why isn't one doctor enough to say that he needs to eat if he says I don't need to eat? So lo tzricha dikar achrida ba'dei dava lo tzara. Now the case is where the patient and one other person, let's say another doctor, the patient and one other doctor says he doesn't need to eat. So then to override that, you need two other opinions, right? You need two other doctors to say, at least to even it out, and once you get it even, so then it's in the status of the suffix, it's something the fashas, lahakel, as the Gemara is going to say.
What's the question? The patient says I don't need to eat, and there was a doctor who agrees, but two doctors
who
say he does need to eat.
So if there's if there's a patient and one doctor that says he does not need to eat, and two doctors that say he does need to eat. So that's what we just said the Mishnah's talking about. That's the case of the Mishnah where we're machilim so al pibakiyan. That's the case of the Mishnah. So that's what that's exactly. So that's what the Gemara asks now. Isn't that obvious? What do you mean? So now, if it's two against two, then it's a suffix. So we know, whenever there's a doubt about life, you're machmir in terms of saving the life. So what's the chiddush of the case of the Mishnah now? So says the Gemara, No. There are two other doctors with the patient that says he does not need to eat. Two doctors plus the patient that says he does not need to eat, and two doctors that say he needs to eat. So altogether, it's three against two. So you might have said you listen to the three, because that's the rov. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. No, you don't listen to the three. There's no majority in this case. Apa got the Amar Rav Safra, because even though Rav Safra says, Trei Kameya Umeya Ketrei, usually we have a principle of two and 100 are the same. 100 is no better than two. Two is the same. Two is equal to 100. In what case? Hanimi lo inyan edus. Regarding testimony, it doesn't matter if two witnesses come or 100 witnesses come. They're all equal. That's regarding testimony. Aval inyan umdana. But regarding umdana, figuring out estimations of situations, not really edus. So generally, we go baser deos as linan. Then we go after numbers of opinions. And therefore, this is a case of umdana. This isn't edus. So then you might have said that you follow the three over the two. So the Gemara says, no, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Ha, immediately look at inyan umdana, de mamona. That's only regarding estimations of money. Right? If you have a case of mamonis, monetary cases, so then you'd go umdana, you'd go by rov. Aval hacha, not by basar deos azlinan. Aval hacha, but in our case, safik nefashosu. It's a safik of sakaris nefashos, and therefore you don't follow rov opinions, you go by whichever opinions are machmir for the nefesh, for b'chai bohem. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah's case is where the patient plus two doctors say, I don't need to eat. Two other doctors say he does need to eat, so we make the person eat. We make the two doctors, we make the patient eat in that case, because of safek nefashos. Continues the Gemara, is that the case of the Mishnah? But the Seifa, the second half of the Mishnah, already says, we're talking about a case, let's say there are no doctors, so we feed the patient according to his own words. So you see, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the patient wants to eat. So how can you say that the Seifa is talking about a case where the patient wants to eat and the Reish doesn't want to eat? Doesn't make sense. Right? It sounds like the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where the patient wants to eat. So it sounds like the Reish is also talking about a case where the patient wants to eat. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to add in words. When do you say that we say you don't trust the patient? When do you say that the halacha applies where he says, I don't need to eat? That's where the ratio applies, and we already explained what the case of the ratio is. He's with two others, and there are two other doctors. I will amr tzarechani, but if he would say, I need to eat, but if he would say, I need to eat, so then, if there's one against one, so then we would trust him. If he says that I need to eat, and there's another doctor that says I don't need to eat, we trust the patient that I need to eat. This is all the first opinion of the Gemara.
So if there are two doctors that say I don't need to eat,
the patient says I do need to eat, so it sounds like we would trust the doctors, according to this opinion. According to the first opinion. We don't pass in that way. We pass in like the second opinion. What's the second opinion? Mar Baravashi Amar, fifth wide line. Kol Hecha Da Amar Tzarechani. Whenever the patient says, I need to eat. And again, let's say assume like the Brisker Rav. We know he's a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. And the question is, does he need to eat or not? Whenever the patient says he needs to eat, Afilu Ika Meya Dami Lo Tzarech, even if there are 100 doctors that say he does not need to eat, if the patient says he needs to eat, L'didei Shaminan. You listen to the patient. Shenemar Lev Yodea Maris Nafsho. No, you listen to the patient. The patient knows his heart. So as long as, again, he's in the category. If the patient is totally not in the category of a chola, he's a healthy person. He just had all his tests, and he said that he needs to eat, then we wouldn't trust him. But once, according to the Brisker Rav, we know he's in the category, so then we would trust him to eat.
What if the patient says, I'm not a chola sheyesh basakana, but if I don't eat, I will become one. For example, a diabetic.
Right, so let's say he's not a chola sheyesh basakana, but he's a potential chola sheyesh basakana. So generally, we assume that's called a chola sheyesh basakana for these matters. Right? It means if you don't eat, you're going to be a chola sheyesh basakana, a diabetic, or other people who have heart conditions that are machmir, they don't want to take their medicine. No, they have to. They have to, no matter if the doctor says you're going to be a Chol HaSheish Basakana. That's called a Chol HaSheish Basakana also. That's called a Chol HaSheish Basakana. Tanan. So now the Gemara just works out how the Mishnah is interpreted according to the second opinion. And then we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. Tanan. Im ein sham bekiyin ma'achino so api atzmo. The Mishnah said if there are no experts, so we give him according to his own words. Taima de like a bekiyin. Shouldn't we be medayik that the only reason is if there are no Bakian, that's when we listen to him. Ha'ika Bakian lo. But if there would be Bakian who say he does not need to eat, wouldn't we not listen to him? So says the Gemara, no. You could work out the Mishnah. When do we not listen to him? Sometimes, if he says, I don't need to eat. Aval Amar Tzarechani. But if he says, I need to eat, Ein Sham Bakian klal. Not that there are no Bakian there, but there are no Bakian halachically, meaning we don't listen to anybody else besides him. Ain't Shabaki and Klau, Rashi says, last words of Rashi, Ain Bakiusan Klum. We don't listen to the Bekiyas. If he says I need to eat, we listen to him. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Reish Yud Ches, Cholesh Etzarech Lechol, Ha'achol Ma'isa, a cholah that needs to eat. Im Yesham Rofei Baki, if there's an expert doctor, Afilu Hu Obeid Kochavim, even if he's a non-Jewish doctor, like we said yesterday, from the Tiferes Yisrael, right, the old doctors, Jew or non-Jew, doesn't make a difference. Sha'omer Im Lo Yachilu Oso Efsha Sheikh Badalav Acholi V'yistakein. And if he says if he doesn't eat, it's possible, right, he doesn't have to say, he's going to die. If asking like that, rush. He doesn't have to say, it's possible, if he doesn't eat, he's going to become in danger. Machilu Oso Apiv, V'ein Sarech Lomer Shema Yamos. Doesn't have to say that. The Shulchan Aruch says beferish. Afilo macholam einisor. Even if the doctor, the chola says, I don't need to eat. Shomin larofe. You listen to the doctor. V'yemacholo omer tzarechani. And if the opposite, if the chola says, I need to eat. Afilu meya rofim omer einosarech. Even if 100 doctors says it's okay, they'll be okay. Shomin lachola. We listen to the chola. Fine. And that's what the Bir Halacha says. Tahayin afilu hu la'isat the chola she'ein bo sakana. Achein she'misharim. So if lo yochal afshe she is gabal of a machla, v'yuchal liyos lo v'sakana, that also the same din applies. We just got to make sure, again, that it's that it is in the category of a chola she'ish bo sakana.
So the only time majority would rule is if the patient doesn't say anything, two doctors say one thing and only one doctor says.
Right, let's say the patient doesn't say anything, and then you could go by the doctors. If there's a machlokas, it's by the doctors. Okay, so so that is a case with, let's say, where the doctors would say he has to eat, let's say the majority. If two doctors says he does not need to eat, and one doctor says that he two doctors say he does not need to eat, and one doctor says he needs to eat, and the chola doesn't say anything. I'm sure the case is here. Right, the somebody fashes the haka, we would say be machra by sakranos the fashes. I think anytime you would have an authoritative doctor, because you don't go by rov deos. As long as it's in the category of suffik, you might say, I don't know if suffik, you need at least two. I'm not sure if you need at least two to establish the case as a case of suffik. But I'm not sure, we have to look it up. I'm sure it's here. You have to look it up. Okay, in Tav Reish Yud Ches. Just a couple of other points related to this, and that is the, sometimes, right, the many times you have this man hazeh that patients are more machmer on themselves. Usually you don't have the patient saying, I need to eat. You know, Bizman Azeh, the bigger problem that doctors have is convincing their patients that they have to eat. You know, what? Or pharmacists to convince their people to take their medicine. You know, Mosol Yom Kippur, you know, the Rahman al-Islam, the doctors are all in the emergency room with their patients who didn't want to take their heart medicine. Which is crazy. Their mitzvah is to take their medicine. That's their Yom Kippur. Their mitzvah is to eat. And that's what the Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva in Moadim Uzmanim. That sometimes, you know, the only time you might trust the patient if he says he doesn't have to eat is, let's say, a doctor is not saying that he has to take his medicine. If he doesn't take the medicine, he's going to be in danger. But, you know, he's not so strong. He's kind of weak. And, you know, I'm somewhat worried about him. I'm worried that he might get weaker. So then if the patient, Yom Kippur, says, you know, don't worry, I feel fine, I'm strong, then maybe we'll listen to the patient. But if the doctor says, he feels fine now, but I know that if he doesn't take it today, then tomorrow he's going to be in the hospital, then of course you don't listen to the patient, I feel fine now. Who cares if he feels fine now? The doctor says that, you know, he's not good, he has to take the medicine. So that's what says the Rav Sternbach in Moadim Uzmanim. You have to make sure that you don't listen to the patient then. And he quotes the Brisker Rav, She'ein lehistakel b'hagarshas acholab yom ha-kippurim klal. Don't focus on what he's feeling about today. I feel fine now. She'memayer liton she'yochol atzum. Everybody wants to say that they can fast. You know, I mean, and we have to understand them. You know, after 60 years, let's say you have an older person who's being forced to eat. It's a pachad. You know, eating on Yom Kippur, they can't handle it. And we have to understand. But again, if that's the halacha, the halacha, their life is in danger, that comes first. So that's why one has to make sure that that's done. What if the patient says, I need to eat, and the doctor says, but if you eat, it's going to hurt you. It's going to be mazik you. It's not just that you don't need to eat. But if you eat, it's going to be bad for you. So then do we trust the patient that we allow him to eat or not? So said the Aruch, the Magen Avraham said, you still listen to the chola. Show me the chola, right? He says he needs to eat on Yom Kippur. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what are you talking about? Forget Yom Kippur. Every other day of the year, if the patient wants to eat something and the doctor says this food or anything is going to hurt the person, you listen to the doctor. Well, Yom Kippur is worse. We listen to the doctor every day of the year that he says this Michael is mazik. So he says, V'chein ma'isam b'chol yom, sher gam zemi hilchas rofim. It's part of medical training. Medical training is not just about medicine. It's about which foods are healthy and which foods are unhealthy. Many times we see somebody who's sick who wants to eat a food that's oily and dripping in schmutz. Dripping is something that's bad for me. The ain't no sin law, Pete Sivirofi, and you don't give him the food. Forget the medicine. The food. Bitmia. Our difficulty is Yom Kippur. So said the Aruch HaShulchan, the whole discussion in the earlier Achronim, said the Aruch HaShulchan, about listening to the patient, and after the doctor says it's going to be bad for you, that must only be by a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. It must be, okay, if the Chol She'ein Bo Sakana is going to hurt you, but not in a serious way. If there's a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, and the doctor says it's going to be Mazik, of course we're not going to listen to the patient. If he says, oh, that's not called better for him. The doctor says you can't eat this because it's going to hurt you. You're on such a tightrope. That's what he says. He says maybe the only thing is he says there are certain type of sicknesses that it's hard for the doctors to pin down. I don't know which one he says the Baalei Hamechush. Not sure what's he says psychology. Not sure he saw where he says sometimes the patients know if you have something Elishish Lamechush Chazak Belev O Barosh O Bemeayim. Sometimes there's certain sicknesses that the patients know better how it affects them and how they feel more than the doctors when they go every couple of weeks. So certain sicknesses maybe, but the general rule is you follow the doctor. Okay. Weiter. Mas Nisan. Mishnah says as follows. Mishach, so Bulmis, somebody has a seizure. Somebody has a holy Rashi says it comes from hunger. Some type of they need to eat. Ma'achilin oso afilu dvarim temeyim ashir oru enav. You give him anything to eat, even treif, even non-kosher food, until his eyes light up again. As we'll see, that's a reflection, that's a simen, that he's not in a state of bulmus anymore. If you know the Behud that makes Tahara, that you might have thought that maybe, what do you mean afilu dvarim temeyim? You might have thought treif is better, because there's a concept called ein iser chalal iser. Once something is already usser, it can't be more usser. So you might say treif is better to give him on Yom Kippur, because treif is not usser mishum Yom Kippur. Treif is usser mishum treif. So you might say that treif is better to give him on Yom Kippur, but says the Mishnah no. That the Mishnah is afilu dvarim temeyim. Next, Mishnah Kelav Shote, let's say a mad dog bites somebody. Forget Yom Kippur, any day. Let's say a rabid dog bites someone. Ein ma'achilin oso mechatzar kaved shalom. We don't feed this patient from the lobe of the liver of that dog. We don't do that. Why would we do that? Right, so we'll see in a second. Rabasi ben Cheresh matir. Rabasi ben Cheresh is matir. He allows it. What does Rashi here say? Rashi says, we don't do it. Even though some doctors do this, you know, yadavka give from the attacker to the victim. Rashi says, "Eina refuah gemura lahatilo iser behemet tamei al kach." This refuah is not known enough that it'll be matter the iser of eating a dog, right? Which is a non-kosher animal. So we don't do it. Even though there are some doctors that do it, we don't do it. And on this Mishnah, you have a very important Rambam. Very important Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos on this Mishnah, where the Rambam talks about, again, whenever you have a shiur on alternative medical therapies. This is the Rambam. This is the Makar. What did the Rambam say? The halacha is not like Rabasi ben Charash, who allows it. The Rambam says, you don't do it. Ki izeh eino mo'o ela b'derach segula. This medical treatment is skula medicine. It's not bona fide, checked out, beduke umenuse, says the Rambam. And if you want to try, you want to do a school of medicine, that's fine, as long as you're not violating any isurim. But if you're violating any isurim, you can't use any schooly medicine. V'chachalim sovrim ki ein oven ala mitzvahs elo b'refua bilvad. Rosaloma b'dvarim hamarapim b'teva. V'hu davar amiti hotziu hada'as v'hanisayon hakarov la'emes. Right? Checked out. Experienced medicines. Avol hisrapos bedvarim she merapim biskulason aser ki kocham chalush eino mitzad hadas v'nisyono rachok v'utayna chalusha min hatoeh. That the Rambam adds on v'zeh ha'ikar da'ehu v'zachreyu. Know and remember this principle ki hu ikar gadol. Says the Rambam, because this is a tremendous ikar. So again, you want to try something, you want to wear a kamiya, you want to wear anything else, that's fine as long as Rambam might say it's meaningless, right? But that's fine as long as you're not violating any isurim. But if you're on any isurim, it is not acceptable. Again, there are other rishonim that, you know, maybe give a different shot. give a different shot. Other Rishonim aren't as charif in terms of this approach. He's even a story quoted from the Achronim in the Sharm Sanim Balacha, quoted here from that the Marsham quotes that in the year Tav Kuf Tzadik Vav, what is that, 1736 or so? Tav Kuf Tzadik Vav, Beir Zalchov, Shahora Hadayin Lichtov Kvitl. It was Shabbos, and there was somebody whose life was in danger. They wanted to send a kvittel to one of the rebbes in the other city to daven for this patient. So he was mitzavah to write a kvittel on Shabbos. The l'shloach le'ir brod b'shabbos oz b'shabbos kodesh hagona kodesh marashmi bells to the marashmi bells, one of the rebbes. V'hirish hagona shlomo kluger u'pasalos adayin l'horos halachos. Shlomo kluger pasal adayin. What are you doing? You're writing kvittels on Shabbos in order to, that's refuah. Writing a kvittel to go to the other city, or Shlomo Kluger possibly dying. Vagon Maharash, Hisraim Gamkein. Vagamkein, Be'amar, Da'afsha, Mechuyiv, Lizames, Mitfiloso. She's off at Chosh, Ligram, Chalo Shabbos, Machinam. Says the Maharash Mibels. He says, now I have to daven like I've never daven before. Because if I don't get this patient better, and if I don't do everything I can, so it'll be mindful of that he did it for nothing. So he's trying to, he would possibly dying, he's trying to save the dying. But either way, even the Maharash Mibels was upset that even though they were sending it to him, he was the Rebbe, you don't write kvittels on Shabbos. That's not, you know, maybe even Deloka Harambam. You know, maybe that's a Hechsher Mitzvah. Right, that's not even writing the kvittel to tell the Rebbe, you know, putting the kvittel somewhere, maybe that'll be a skula. But writing a kvittel to go to tell the Rebbe, so maybe that's a little too extended. But that is an important Rambam to know on this Mishnah. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. Va'od Amar Ravasi ben Chairish. Ravasi ben Chairish also says, Hachoshish begrono, if somebody has a certain type of throat ailment, which is obvious from the context that it's sakana, it can lead to sakana, matilon losam b'tochbib b'shabbos, he's allowed to take certain, this medicine on Shabbos, mebeishu sabbos nefashos, v'chol sabbos nefashos dochaz on Shabbos. We know that even if your life is not in danger, you can take medicine on Shabbos. I've spoken about many times, there are four categories of cholam on Shabbos, chol she'esh bo sakana, chol she'ein bo sakana, nofel, chol b'miksas, and mechush ba'alma, so the top two could take medicine. Even if a cholashe ain't bo sakana, you could violate, a Jew is allowed to violate its rabbanon. Except for taking medicine, this is rabbanon. So as long as you're a cholashe ain't bo sakana, you have to know what fits into that category, but that is even allowed. But here the Mishnah says, Mishum sakana for sure. Mishum avla ma'pola savichu sham savich eno sham. A building falls on somebody, you're not sure if the person is there, under there or not, under the rubble. Savich chai savich meis. You're not sure if he's alive or dead, even if you know he was there. Savich kusi savich yisrael. You're not sure if he was a kusi or he was a yisrael. Mifach alavas agav. If it's Yom Kippur or if it's Shabbos, you could start uncovering the rubble, even though it entails malacha. Unclear exactly which malacha it entails. Is it choresh, meaning you're trying to better the ground, make it flatter? Is it bona? Is it soser? So it's unclear. You're doing some malacha. So you're allowed to do. You're allowed to uncover. Matsuhu chai. So if you uncover and you find him alive, mifakhin, then you continue going. You take him out. But if you mace, if he was found dead, then you have to stop what you're doing and you cannot continue. The girl will talk more about that, not today, in future days. So back to the beginning of the Mishnah. How do you know? It says you could feed the guy who has bulmus until his eyes light up. How do you know if his eyes light up? When you can tell the difference between good and bad. Good and bad. What? Taste. Sometimes it was a type of sickness that made you lose your sense for taste, your sensor, your taste buds. So you knew he got better when he could taste again. Important sugya of hakal hakal. If somebody has bulmus, then you feed him the lesser isurim as much as possible. Hakal hakal. If you have a choice of isurim, you always give the less usur item. Tevel v'nevela, machinos v'nevela. If you have a choice of giving tevel and nevela, give nevela, because nevela is only in alav, in aveira. Tevel is usur bidei shamayim. So therefore, even though he has a heter to eat, it's better to give the last usur item. Tevel v'shvius, shvius. If you have a choice between tevel and shvius, shvius, Rashi says, after the time of biur, when you have to get it out of your house, so you give shvius, because shvius is just an asay. It's a bitel asay, while tevel is usur and aveira. Tevel utruma. What about tevel and truma? So in other words, you have tevel in front of you. So is it better to eat the tevel or to be mafresh the tevel, take off truma, but then eat the truma? Which is better? So says the Gemara to Machlokas. Tanoi. The Tanya machlinos of tevel, ve machlinos of truma, but tema omer truma vo tevel, machlokas. So Amar Rabba, clarifying the machlokas. Hey, chad efshar b'chulin, if you can separate from the tevel, truma and chulin, and you'll have enough chulin left over, for the, to satisfy this guy, then there's no shaila. Then the kuli amalo pligi the masak the misak ninan lei umasfinan lei. Then everybody agrees that you have to be mafresh and then give him the chulin. Obviously, keep pligi b'delachshav chulin. The only question is, where there's not, there won't be enough chulin left over after your mafresh. So, is it better to not be mafresh at all or not? So, my sefer tevel chamer. One opinion is that no, tevel is more stringent. My sefer truma chamura. My sefer tevel chamer. One says tevel is more stringent. Avo truma chazi l'kohen, but truma. Truma is less stringent, reflected by the fact that somebody can eat truma. A kohen can eat truma. So I say, you know, truma is less stringent. Umar Sarver, truma chamura, and the other opinion is no. Truma is more stringent. Why? Aval betevel, afshel eskune. Because tevel, you always have a way to, you have a way to eat it. You just have to be mafresh. So that is a machlokas, tevel versus truma. Says the Gemara, efshar befulim shita. There's more to say on hakal, but we'll see if we have time later. Efshar b'chulin pshita, says the Gemara. What do you mean? If it's possible to be mafresh and have leftover chulin, that's obvious. If you have a leftover chulin, you have to do that. Well, tzricha b'shabbos. The chiddush is that even on Shabbos, where it's also to be mafresh, trumas and maisers on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, b'shabbos ami pshita, till the drabbananu. But it's still only an issa drabbanan. Either, what is tilted Rabbananu? Either it means, like I just said, Rashi says, to be mafresh trumas and maisers on Shabbos is an issa drabbanan of tikkun, or it just means that it's muksa. Tevel's muksa, but at most you're doing a drabbanan here. So what's the chiddush that you're allowed to violate a drabbanan in order to, for mishum sakana? Says the Gemara, hachamai eskinan v'asashino nachem drabbanan. No, what we're talking about is giving him something that's growing in a flower pot which does not have a hole in the bottom. Meaning, it's just on the ground, and the Gemara assumes that it grows from the nutrients, still grows from the air next to the ground, but taking out this, eating this flower pot, that's tevel, what's in the flower pot, is only also midrabanan. It's only tevel midrabanan. So the question is now, is it better to eat the tevel drabanan, or is it better to violate an issa drabanan of hafrasha in order to eat chulin? That's the question. It's two drabanans. So Marsavar tevel chamer, one says tevel, eating tevel is more chamer. Why? Because if you can eat tevel drabanan, you might get confused and eat tevel daraisa. Umar Savar, truma chamur, no. Eating truma is more chamur, and therefore it's better to eat the tevel. That's the chiddush of the case. Leima Tanoihi, now let's say this is a machlokas tanoim. Whether, if you have a choice of being mafresh on Shabbos, are you mafresh or not? The Tanya. As the Bryce says, Mishan Ashkon Nachash Koron LaRofi Mimakom LaMakom. If somebody got bitten by a snake, then you're allowed to call a doctor from wherever to come. Umakaron Loza Tarnagolas, and you could be Korea, right? You could tear a piece of the Tarnagolas, a piece of the chicken. Rashi explains that they used to use a piece of the chicken for a bandage. So they used to do that on Shabbos. Goes in Loza Kreshin, and you can be Kotzer. You could take off Kreshin, certain type of leeks or vegetables in order to feed the patient. And you can give it to him. Vein Sarach La'aser. The Rebbe Lazar says that you don't have to take off Maisrus. Just take the food, take the vegetables, and give it to the patient. I'm sorry, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon Omer Lo Yochal Shiaser. No, Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon said, no, first you have to take off Maisrus. So name Rebbe Lazar Hevel Rebbe. Let's assume that our source before is like Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon, who says you have to take off Maisrus. So isn't the opinion earlier that says that like Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon? The Gemara said, no, Afilu Tamer Rebbe. It's no Raya Akan Lo Kam Rebbe Hasam El In Yom Maisrus Yarek Derabanan. When does Rebbe say that you could just give the patient the vegetable without taking off Shimon's Maisrus? That's only by Meiser Yarak, Meiser by vegetables, which is Durabanan. Yesterday we mentioned the Machlokas. What about Chumas and Meisers of fruit other than Dugan Tirish V'Yitzar? That's the Machlokas between Rambam versus Rashi and Tosis. But Meiser Yarak, everybody uses Durabanan. Meiser Yarak. So when do you say that Rebbe would allow you to forego Hafrasha? That's only by Meiser Yarak Durabanan. Of a Meiser Dagon, the Tevel Da'oraisahu, I feel the Rebbe Mota. But by Dagon, which inherently is Da'oraisa, you're right, in this case it's Durabanan. But inherently, it's ikaro d'oraisa, so then maybe Rebbe would agree. Because if you allow to eat tevel d'rabanan, he might come to eat tevel d'oraisa. There is an important discussion in the Rishonim here. There's a story of the Ravid. Somebody came to the Ravid, and it's quoted in the Rosh, and it's quoted in the Ran, here as follows. Nishal Ravid, im hayachol sheish posakana v'zorach lishlo tarnagolas, lomalo nomala nachri sheyinchar lo v'nachilenu nevela. Shaila about every Shabbos. A chola has to eat meat. Is it better to shech the animal and give him kosher meat? You have to kill the animal in some way. So is it better to shech the animal? That's an aveir of shechita. Or could you tell a guy to just kill the animal, get a piece of nevela from non-kosher and give it to him? Which is better? Nevela, so a Jew is not violating the isra of shechita. And chil Shabbos is an isra of skila. But she ain't came when it comes to nevela is an isra lav. So is it better to tell a guy just to trafe up a piece of an animal and give him the vela, or is it better to do the aveira of shechita? That was the question that was brought to the Rivet. Okay, we'll hope we got to finish the daf now, but keep that question in mind. We'll start answering that question first thing tomorrow. Of the season, machlokas rishonim. Try to think about the svaras. Amazing svaras on both sides of the coin. What's better to do? To shecht? That's a major aveira. It's chilul Shabbos versus eating a piece of. What if you have a piece of nevela in front of you? What if you have a piece of nevela in front of you? Is it better to eat? What do you do for a chola? Chola has to eat meat. Does he eat the nevela? Does he eat the cheeseburger? Or do you shech the animal to give him kosher meat? Halacha lemaisa, what do you do? Right, that's the case. So that was a question the Rivet had. Hopefully we'll talk about this in the first thing tomorrow. Continues the Gemara, though. Tana Rabbana, Mishach, so Bulmas. Somebody has this sickness, Vachilin also Dvash, Vachol Minei Betika, Shad Vash, Vachol Minei Betika, Meirin Par Arshal, Marein Arshal Adam. Somebody has Bulmas, you give him honey or any sweets, because sweets are the remedy for this sickness. Even though there's no proof to this, there's a hint to this in Tanakh. As it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yudalid, Re'u Naki Or Einai, look, my eyes have been opened. Kitati Matvash Azek, because I've tasted this honey. What is it talking about? It's talking about Shaul and Yonasan. When Yonasan, Shaul's on the battlefield and he makes a shvua, he says, I curse anybody who eats anything until we finish off this enemy. And his son, who hadn't been there, Yonasan, who had started the whole victory, he wasn't there and he comes and eats some of the honey and everybody's like, Ayve, what's going to happen? And then they saved him. But Yiftu Ha'amis Yonasan, below mace. Right, that's the pasuk we say in V'yitan Lecha. So says the pasuk. He says, "Oh, look, my eyes have opened because I've eaten this honey." That's a remez that that eyes. Oh, that the mar ain of shal adam when you eat the honey. Well, my avishim rayo davar. Why isn't it a proof then? Why is it just a remez? The hazam la bomas achse because he didn't have bomas. He was just hungry. So that's why it's just a little proof. The mafarshim there say that Shaul was not correct in making this chayrim. Some mafarshim say that what was he doing on the battlefield? They weren't Peshat Sarah, they were on the victorious. So you want to make your soldiers weaker? So many Mepharshim there say that it was inappropriate for Shaul to make such a tznai. But again, we're not learning Shmuel Aleph now. But that's what they look at the Mepharshim there. Amar Abaya, Loshna, El Achar Achila. When are sweets good? After you eat something else. That's when it's good for Bulmas. Avakodim Achila Migregar. But before you eat on an empty stomach, it's not good. Tachsiv, as the Pasuk says later on in Shmuel Aleph, Vayimsu Ish Mitzri Basadeh. They found Egyptian man in the field. They gave him bread and water. And only after they gave him bread and water, then they gave him the sweet stuff. They gave him some dried figs and raisins. And then his spirit came back. He hadn't eaten or drank for 3 days. But you see, first you give the bread and the water, and then you give the sweets. Whoever has bulmus, you give him a tail of an animal, which is very fatty, with honey. Refuna b'di v'shu amar avsolos nekiyah b'dvash. Flour and honey. Ref papa amar afilu kimcha desari b'divsha. Barley flour with honey. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'ma achas achazi bulmis v'rasil mizrachi shol te'ena. Rabbi Yochanan says, one time I got bulmis and I ran to the east side of a fig tree. Rashi explains that the sun was been shining on it for the hours, and therefore it was very sweet. The sun sweetened the fruits. The kiyamti ba'atzmi, and I was mekayim about myself. Ha'chachma t'chaya ba'leha. Wisdom helps keep alive its bialim, because I listened to the brisa, the following brisa, and in that way saved my life. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, Rosa Litom, Tam Te'ena, Yifan on the Mizracha. Whoever wants the sweet figs, go to the east side of the tree. Shnemar Umi Meget Tvuos Shamish. Go to where the sun is bright, Pasuk and Zos HaBracha, and they say that is the east side of the Te'ena tree. So he saved himself from boldness. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were going on the way. Achse bulmus Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden got a case of bulmus. So what did he do? Kapke leroa, achle leripta. What did he do? He went over to a shepherd, grabbed his sandwich, and ate the shepherd's sandwich. Amale Rabbi Yossi, ki pachtas aroa. What do you do to the shepherd? How can you do such a thing? Wasn't there sakana here? What's the problem? Come to the first Tuesday night shiur in Baba Kama. We're going to discuss that. Right? So it's a plug for that. First of all, what about Geneva B'makam Sakhanas Nefashis? Okay, but that's the... He says, Kabbalah, it sounds like from this Gemara that there's something wrong with what he did. Kimati Lamasa. Look at the last Rashi in Baba Kama of Samach HaMabes. If you want more Makaros. Baba Kama Samach HaMabes, the last Rashi versus his argument on Tosfos. Okay. Kimati Lamasa, Achse Bulmas L'Rabbi Yossi. When they got to the city, the other Amorah got Bulmas. Rabbi Yossi. The other Tana. Adrua Balagi Vitsoi. So all the townspeople came out with jugs and jars of sweets. Only Rabbi Yehuda. Aniki Bakhtis Arova. Taka Bakhtis Kolir Kula. So fine. So I messed up the one person, one shepherd. You're messing up the whole city. Right? You're taking it from the whole city. It's even worse. So he got him back. The Surah Meir Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef, because of Urcha, another story, these three Tanam were going on the way. Rabbi Meir Havidayik Bishma. Rabbi Meir was always medactic about people's names, and he was always choshesh to tell people's personalities based on their names. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef, Lo Havidayik Bishma. They weren't medactic on names. When they came to a certain place, they came to a hotel. Yavullah, they came in. Amrullah Mashimcha, they said, what's your name? Amrullah Kidur. He said, the host, they said, my name is Kidur. Omar. Rabbi Meir said to himself, Shema mina Adam Rashahu. Oh, I know he's a Rasha. Shenemar Kidor Tapuchos Heina. Right, referring to Avodah Zarah. Kidor, you see a remez. He must be a Rasha. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Shlimu Lekisai, Rameh Lo Ashlam Lekisai. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef gave him their money, but Rabbi Meir did not. Aza Osei Bekibri Davua. He went and put his money on the grave of the father of this guy. So that Friday night, the father appeared to this guy in a dream, his son. Go take the money that's on top of my grave. Go take it. The next day, he didn't go. He just came to them. He says, I have the weirdest dream last night. My father came to me in a dream. My father came to me in a dream and said that there's money at my grave. So Amri Leiser, a mayor, said back to him, Friday night dreams are meaningless. Why? Because you're too relaxed. Right, it's not normal, says Rashi. You're too relaxed. So it don't mean anything. Meanwhile, Rameir ran out to guard his money belt. Also, Rameir ran out to guard his money belt. So Rameir went out and guarded and stood there the rest of Shabbos to make sure the guy didn't take it. And the next day, they're about to leave. So the other Amram say, give us our money. I know what you're talking about. In other words, he was a liar. So Rameir says to them, why weren't you medactic in his name? Why don't you tell us that he was a Rasha? Right, when did I say you have to be choshish about it? I don't want to be machzikim a Rasha, so I couldn't tell you that he was a Rasha. So period. So we'll have to stop here in the middle of the story. We're up to Mashkuhu. So we'll continue the story about Hashem tomorrow. In the middle of that story, we're going to learn that they got their money back in the end. Don't worry about it. They got the money back in the end.
What's the Tzusha when he says, I took the one shepherd? You took the nose in. In this case, you took it unwillingly.